I did Conan a few times, and one time Andy Richter sitting next to me, and he looks down, he goes, "Are you wearing Gucci shoes?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "You know you still look like you run a bowling alley, right?"
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back, and your dream continues. Bird is not here. The competitive, his continued competition for the best laugh in comedy is here. It's Ryan Sickler. Ryan, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me back. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
The last two times we've done weeks together, I've gotten sick afterwards. I don't know if it's all the making out or what.
It might be. I got sick after Chicago.
Yeah, I got super sick after
really
that
sick.
One.
Really sick. Neck
and
up,
I feel
bro.
Like fucking shit right now.
Well, you look great.
Thanks, man.
And by the way, this is the first time I've been here. This is fucking unbelievable.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
I wanted to put my own personal little stamp on this.
Yeah.
Since I'm sitting in for Bert Kreischer.
You didn't tell him, though, that you pissed on the one that was up there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's in the
he'll
urinal.
Find out.
Yeah, he'll find
he'll
out.
Find out.
He'll find out. No, we just, you and I just got done with a run that was, where did we start? I don't even remember.
Charleston, West Virginia.
Charleston, West Virginia.
And then Cincinnati.
This tour has taken me to places I never thought I would go.
Listen, I don't know how you do it. I thought we were going to Charlestown, West Virginia. I was telling people the wrong fucking city. I didn't know there was a Charleston and a Charlestown.
Yeah.
Because Charlestown's where you go when you're from Maryland. It's the horse tracks and
oh, really?
Yeah, all that shit there. Concerts.
And the first time whenever I see Charleston, I always think of South Carolina. Because that's
exactly.
Pretty, yeah. But they were cool.
They were great.
They were a great crowd. Awesome. Yeah, great fun.
Charleston was great. Cincinnati's my first time there. It's a beautiful city. I get why so many people want to live there. Maybe not in the winter, but everywhere, all the other time.
It was a good time.
Great time.
We bought hats. The hat comic is back, y'all.
A lot of hats.
A lot of hats. I think I went overboard.
A lot of hats.
Yeah.
You guys all bought hats.
Yeah. And then we ended up doing our show Saturday and fucking Joe Cool, man. Joe Burrow.
I couldn't believe it.
Joe Burrow, the NFL's most promising young quarterback.
Super Bowl quarterback.
So went to the Super Bowl, won the Heisman a couple years ago. This kid.
Good looking.
Nice.
He's the enemy of my Ravens.
I
told him he's the only quarterback that's ever made me leave a game in the third fucking quarter. He whooped our ass.
He did?
I mean, that's the one I went to. I went to Baltimore to see that game. And he kicked. Like, Lamar left in the third quarter.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he left. We were like, we're getting the fuck out of here. Quiet walk to the bars and shit. The whole city's quiet. All these people out in the streets. Yeah, he kicked our ass.
He was
great, though. He was
could not have been
nice
nicer.
As shit, cool.
Came to our show. He's hanging out pre-show. And then afterwards, he comes backstage and he's like, "You guys want to come over?" And I was like, "What?" He goes, "You guys want to come over?" I'm like, "To your house?" He's like, "Yeah." I go, "Sure." I go, "Who is it okay to bring?" He's like, "Whoever you want." And I was like, "Okay." And then he goes, "You're way like more muscular than I thought." That's what he said to me. I was like, I go, "Yeah. That's what everybody says." And
then, what everybody.
And then.
Yeah, look.
That's in his house.
That's one of the many things in his house.
Yeah.
That's in his house with all his rings. He's got the Johnny Unitas golden arm one trophy with a ring. He's got everything, but he loved the Nickelodeon slime back there.
He said he's a Nick kid. But the funny thing is, like, he's like, "Go ahead." Like, he opens the cabinet, pick up the Heisman. I pick this thing up, and I'm like, "This is the heaviest fucking thing I've ever picked up." I go, "How much is this?" He goes, 30 pounds. And I go, "It's not 30 pounds. And he goes, "It is." I go, "It's not. You know why I know it's not? We were in the gym today. And I picked up some 30-pound dumbbells. This is not 30 pounds. And he goes, "No, it is." So I Googled it. It's 45 pounds. Like, that's a good sign that you're a young athlete and you think shit is way less than it is. You know, my old ass is like, oh, this is heavy. But that thing's incredible.
It's ridiculous. Like, it's so funny. Like, that's in his house. I had a little soccer one this big. You know what I mean? Yeah. I threw my shit away. You see something like that, I'm like, get rid of these fucking.
He's got national championship ring. Like, yeah, it's pretty rad, man. But could not have been a nicer kid. And we hung out with Brandon Allen, too, who's also a quarterback for the Bengals.
We ate his chef's food. We were like, we haven't had dinner yet. He's like, my chef had stuff over there. You guys can have that.
Let me holler at my chef real quick.
Great paella.
And then he was like,
great paella.
Whipped up some shit. It was awesome.
And it was Columbus.
Then we went to Columbus. That's when I was already starting to break down. I could feel it. But those shows were lit, man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Every show you've taken. Chicago was insane.
Like, we did the arena together.
Yeah, the same. We did the arena. And it's first time I've ever done an arena, of course. First time I've ever done stand-up in a suit also.
Yeah.
Which felt better than I thought it would.
And you murdered.
Thanks, man.
You murdered.
I felt good. That was fun.
Yeah. And then we went to Alinea.
Yeah.
For the one of the craziest dinners I've ever had.
Ever. And I sat next to your mom. And I got to say something. You're my mom's favorite comedian. Now, outside of you for your mom, because that's normal, I got to think I might have swayed the pendulum a little bit. I might be your mom's favorite comedian outside of you right now.
Here's the thing. I don't think I'm my mom's favorite comedian.
I think I might have fucking reversed roles with you, dude. Charo sat next to me now, and killed us all night long.
My dad was a hardcore fan. That era is over.
So your mom...
She literally came back from that show because she came sat. We did that back-to-back nights. And she came back and she goes, you are a piece of shit. To me.
Yeah.
And I go, what? She goes, you say I do these things and to have sex with me. And because I told the audience, try to have sex with her. And she goes, you are a piece of shit.
I ran into her at the bar in the hotel. And we were talking for a little while. And she said, she started telling me how she gets recognized now because of the fart video.
Yeah.
But she's like, I'm in the hoodie. I'm gambling. People come up behind me. They're like, are you Charo? And she's like, look at me. And they want to take pictures with her. So they take pictures with her now because of this fart video. So she told me that you buying her some carry-on luggage basically was bullshit. That's what her words. And she told me that if I agreed that I had to get on stage that night and tell the whole entire audience that what you gave her was bullshit and she deserved more. And she said to my face, she said, be a man. That's what she said. She said, be a man. And I said, all right. So I told you, and you're like, yes, you had to run it by you. Like, you could say that. So I got up, and your mom did not think I was going to say it. And when I said there's a very special guest here, she said, I thought you were going to say Christina. And I was like, nah. And I called her out. And I said, look, Tom's mom basically said that some carry-on luggage is bullshit. And she told me to not be a bitch. And I ain't no bitch. So if you think Charo deserved more, let her hear it. And they erupted.
And 9,000 people.
Oh, they erupted.
Yeah.
And then we're at dinner, and she did not like anything.
Well, we should kind of set this up.
Yeah.
So I try to relay this to... I mean, this might sound like far-fetched to some people, but I actually relay this to getting injured in that I never was like a celebratory person. And one of the things that I've done since I got, I feel like, injured and recovered and everything is I'm just like, I'm more celebratory. I do things that I find exciting and stuff. And so when I had a birthday coming up, it's out of character for me to throw a birthday bash. But I talked to my tour manager, Dave. He's like, you're going to be, and I go, let's do something cool. Let's try to find an amazing place and I'll invite family and friends and let's do something like, because I thought that would be fun. And I feel like that's something I wouldn't have done before, you know? So I invite both of my sisters, my mom, friends that are not comedian.
Like, Charlie. Oh,
yeah. Come on out, pay for everybody to stay at a really nice hotel.
I met Carlos Santana.
Carlos Santana. Now, here's the thing, man. I don't know how many of you follow the Michelin star rating system, but restaurants fight like the passionate chefs tooth and nail, like their entire careers, to get a one-star Michelin rating. And a one-star means, this is in like the Michelin guidebook, the way that it started was one-star means it's worth stopping at if it's on your path.
On like, your path.
If it's on your path, it's worth stopping at. Two stars means that it's worth a detour. So go out of your way to get there. And three stars means it is a journey worth taking in and of itself to eat at this establishment. Three-star Michelin star restaurants are the creme de la... These are like the places you make a reservation 6 months in advance. You know, there's maybe like, I don't know, 8, 10 in the world or something. Like, it's very, very...
Is that the top three?
Three's the... That's three's the max. It. So, like, the most famous restaurants, El Bulli and all, those are three-star Michelin restaurants. How many three stars? There are 135?
In the world?
In the world. Okay. How many is the USA? 14. There's 14 in our country. And then Spain has 11. So, but the point is, I mean, 14 in the United States, that's not that many. You know, that means there's probably 4 or 5 in New York, couple in San Francisco, you know.
Chicago.
So we're in Chicago, where they actually have one of maybe one or two in Chicago. This chef, Grant, I forget, I always fuck up his last name, Ashatz. So he used to, that's his name. How do you say that? Ashatz? Ashatz?
That sounds right.
I'm not sure. Fascinating story with this guy, because he got cancer and lost his sense of taste.
Could you imagine getting cancer and you come back and you're like, I lost my sense of humor?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
You're like, I can't
do
it.
You just go up there and you're like,
you're a chef that lost his taste.
Tire pressure's like really low in my car.
Who knows how to check it?
Like everybody's
oh,
like,
man. Like, what the fuck? What
kind of setup is this? I don't know if it's 33 PSI or 36. But he,
an hour of that.
Yeah, he eventually got his taste back, right? I mean, of all the cancers, too, a chef with tongue cancer. I mean, that's... So anyway, incredible guy. He used to work for Thomas Keller, which I knew. Thomas Keller is probably America's most famous, like, high-level gastro molecular chef, you know, the French Laundry and I think Per Se in New York. This guy is like the most celebrated American chef, right? So Grant worked for him at the French Laundry, and then he opened this place. This place is like, you know, it's like one of those things that's hard to get into. So Dave comes at me and he's like, hey, your show, we're only doing one show, but we're doing an arena. Starts at 8, but that means it's going to start at like 8:20. You got Kirk, Ryan, you, and then it's about getting out of a place that has 9,000 people in it. So we're not going to be able to get there until like 10:30. He's like, so the restaurant said they'll throw like a thing for you, but it's going to cost you a lot. And I kind of thought about it, and then I was just like...
So it was extra because they stayed open?
It stayed open. We're arriving super late, and then they gave us our own, like, room, a saloon or something. And then they also put on, like, it wasn't just like, here's something to eat. It was an experience, you know? So it was so fun to be able to do that, like, with you and, like, with friends. All this is to say that I'm glad I spent the money. I'm glad I had that lifetime experience of having a meal like that with people that I'm close to. And then the funny thing is going into this, you know, like my dad used to always say, he goes, your mother's a cheap date. And I go, why? He goes, I mean, like, she's not even worth taking to, like, forget a Michelin star restaurant. She's not worth taking to, like, a fucking steakhouse because she'll just be like, do you have chicken fingers?
Yes, that's what she
and
said.
They're like,
she goes,
no.
I like Chick-fil-A and McDonald's.
Yeah. And rice, you have rice and fries. She eats carbs. She weighs 103 pounds.
She weighs nothing.
Yeah. So we go, and I'm like, you got to, I go, I'm prepping her. I'm like, this is a world-class experience you're going to be. And she's like, oh, man, right away when they put out one of the first things.
The first thing.
Yeah, I just look down and I go, she's not going to like this.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and bar mates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
It's like halibut eggs and shit. And
it
like,
was. Yeah. There was a lot of fish eggs in the beginning, yeah, yeah. She said. She goes, what is dessert? Fish eggs with sugar on it? She was over fish eggs. So she keeps eating. She'll take a bite of hers and she'll go, ugh. And then she'll slide it over to me. I've already finished my plate. So she'll take my plate, the empty one, and put it in front of her and make it look like I'm not eating my food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was eating double portions for half of this shit until I started to get sick. I was like, I can't keep this pace up. Like, I don't know how many more of these, you know. And then they took us downstairs. They put the jungle music on. Remember you told her, that's you, Mom. That's you. She went, ooh, ooh. She kept touching. Ooh, that's me. That's me. And she finally looks at me after she slides. She was killing me all night. She slides an empty plate in front of me and she goes, she takes my empty plate and she goes, the least you could do is finish it. My son is paying a lot of money for this. Every time the waiter came by, taking my full plate, making me look like a fucking asshole. Like I wasn't touching it. Like I took one, like I licked it and I just set it back down. I was like, nah.
This is your second plate. And then she would do things like this because we used to always yell at her because you'd go to, let's say, a regular restaurant, right? That had like crab. Let's say it's a crab cake appetizer. So she'd go, "What's that?" And you go, "It's crab." And she goes, "Ah." And everyone's like, "Hey, what are you like? Don't do that." To people eating, and she's like, what? I'm like, it's rude. Like, someone's eating something, and you don't like it, and you're going, ugh. And she's like, okay, I'm sorry. And then she would go, how is the crab? And you're like, don't do that either. And then we would tell her to be polite. So you go, do you want to buy the crab? She goes, no, it looks delicious, but I am good, thank you. So she just, you know, her palate is like a toddler.
Yeah.
Like, you know, little kids, you're like, you want, what do you want, like fries, mac and cheese? Like, that's what she wants to eat all the time.
I have a good palate, but I don't feel comfortable in places like that.
Well, that was...
But I just don't feel like I belong in places like that, ever. I don't even know. When I hear Michelin, I think tires. You know what I mean? I don't fucking...
That is the Michelin.
How the hell are they doing tires and restaurants?
Because it was the idea was, it's the Michelin tire saying where to stop.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it and evolved. Nobody at Goodyear hadn't picked up on this? Yeah.
It evolved. It evolved into like its own thing.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm so dumb, I don't even know that.
No, it's just...
So they're saying, you're driving on our Michelin tires. Hey, this one's good if it's on your way. This one's worth going out of your way. And fuck it, this one's worth parking a car and flying.
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. And it just took... I mean, it didn't have the impact when it started that it does now. Oh, meaning now that, like, a restaurant gets one star now, and that they're like, we're... It's like winning an Oscar to them, to the chefs.
Just one.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
So three is stupid.
Three is out of this world. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's 14 in the United States.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, think about like how many great restaurants are in the United States. It's crazy that you could have, that they're telling people you should fly to the United States to eat here. You know,
right.
That's what they're telling you. And you have to do shit like the, you know, that experience was crazy.
Yeah, we went downstairs and then it was like a table just like this. And it's all, there's smoke machine in the fucking room and shit.
And there's crazy
sounds. Sounds are going on and lights. And they're like painting the table like this avant-garde shit with chocolate syrup.
Like a Jackson Pollock kind of thing.
And peanut butter and all this shit. And then all of a sudden this fucking guy rolls up. Whose birthday is it? And Tom's like, it's me. He's like, okay. And then took the cake and slammed it down on the table. And unlike a cake spongy that would just smash on the table, this motherfucker broke into like 200 pieces. And then you take the pieces and then you fucking wipe the table with the drizzles and then eat it. It was wild.
It was
and
wild.
Then your mom tried to get that to go.
He did.
We were waiting for her ass, trying to box up the fucking cake. That's the one thing she liked.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh shit! What a time.
That was wild, man. Yeah, she's something else, man. She is something else. God. And then she has the nerve to be like, "My son is spending a lot of money on these."
Oh no! Remember, because I got to ask if you paid her. You told her if she took a bite of something, it was $1,000 you would pay her. Well, she hustled you for it. She requested it. And then she said, no, $2,000. It got up to $2,000 for a bite.
The answer is no. I didn't pay. Do you know what I had to?
I took you to a 3-star Michelin restaurant. You want me to pay you $2,000 to take a bite of something?
What I had to convince her to take a bite of? Japanese A5 Wagyu. Like.
Yeah. She wanted $2,000 to taste it.
She's like, this looks disgusting. I go, this is the finest beef in the world.
Shit.
I did buy her a Mercedes.
You did?
Yeah.
That's nice.
You she asked me to take it back.
Mm-mm.
She's like.
Why?
She's like, it's too tall. I go, what are you talking about? And she goes, to climb in and climb out, it's not comfortable. I go, it's yours. You deal with it. And she goes, I'm trying to see if somebody will put a climbing device on it. I'm like, a ladder?
Is it an SUV?
Yeah, but it's the standard, like the midsize one.
But they make a step up for those
things. I know. I'm like, just use that. And she's like, no, I want this small one. No, I go, you're on your own. Figure it out. Then she went there and she was like, they want, you know, this many thousands. I go, yeah, it's not a pair of shoes. It's a car. So you will have to do that now. She goes, I don't have your income. And I'm like, I don't care.
So now she's got to get a step foot on this thing.
She's just going to, it's going to be fine. I'm like, no, you just deal with it.
I know she'll come back. She'll hit a button. It'll be a tray that lifts her up, like zzz, just standing alongside it.
She's a trip, man.
Oh, my God.
She's a trip.
But yes, back to your original statement. I believe you are her favorite comedian.
I think I swung that pendulum, bro.
I don't know who Linda likes. I don't know if I know.
She don't like rap.
You should tell him. Tell him.
So we posted that picture of Brad Pitt on social media.
For anyone that doesn't know, our minds were blown when we did the Will Turn shows and Brad Pitt came to the show, right? And it was fucking crazy. It's Brad Pitt. And all of us were taken by not just the fact that it's this global icon that we've been watching in movies for decades now.
Who's also being so down to earth, so kind, yes. So polite.
But that, honestly, the guy's just so good looking.
So good looking. And pretty. Just pretty.
Yeah, you just look at him like
beautiful.
You're like, oh, yeah, this is what it is to be like genetically gifted. You're looking at him.
Yeah.
You're like, you're a fucking beautiful man. And he is 58.
Yeah.
You definitely didn't find it, did you?
No, I don't know how I missed it. 1 second.
And, I posted that on my social media, and I guess my mother saw it and put it, either shared it on hers or something. Yeah. And one of her friends, Linda, said, oh, my God, Brad Pitt looks terrible. We were like, wait, what? What are you talking about? That dude's 60, bro. He's fucking 60.
Have you seen most 60-year-olds?
Seriously. Listen, here's the funny thing. Brad Pitt and Joey Diaz are the same age. They're both 58. Okay. Let's talk about range, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brad Pitt looks fantastic. Yeah.
Did you see his Did you see Joey's Instagram post this week at the baseball game?
Yeah, with his daughter and everybody.
His hand is in the camera and then the floor. Such an old guy thing. He doesn't know how to fucking post a video.
Oh, God.
It's that one. It's that one. Look how it. Look, it starts. Look. Starts his hand.
What's happened, you bad like, savages?
How you guys doing? And he's like, friends and kid and wife. And then he's like, all right, we're out here having a great time.
Sweating this guy.
And then it goes to the ground. Yeah. Oh,
58. Man. Brad Pitt is beautiful.
Unbelievable, man.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable. That guy is the same age as Joey.
Yeah.
And Linda has the fucking balls.
Linda's got balls to talk bad about Brad Pitt like that. He stayed the whole show and came over after and said good after. Job and then left.
Man, if he would have been like, you guys want to come over? I would have abandoned my whole family.
Well, here's what's funny as shit to me. Your cousin was there, and you walk out, and you're like, guess who you just missed?
Oh, that was great, yeah.
And she's like, who? And you're like, Brad Pitt. She's like, why didn't you fucking tell me? He's like, I'd rather just tell you you missed them.
That was one of the best moments I've ever had. She called me yesterday.
Did she? Upset still?
Jeanette, she called me yesterday, and she goes, you know, you're such a first, because she's from Cincinnati. She goes, you hung out with Joe Burrow? I was like, yeah, I went to his house. It was cool. She was like, God, that would have been cool. I'm like, yeah. She goes, yeah, but I forgot you didn't even let me meet Brad Pitt.
And she was standing there waiting, pregnant at the time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, guess who just left? Like, he was still in the hallway. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And she also was like, nah, we had to pull out the cameras.
Like, oh, no, yeah, right here. Showing, she's look, like, this was taken actually right now, still this minute. Yeah. Still this minute.
She goes, why didn't you get me? I go, you were over there.
Yeah, all the way right here.
I would have had to gone over there and got you to give you one of the greatest memories of your life. Yeah. And then she asked me, she goes, if I would have been in Cincy, would you have invited me to Joe's place? And I was like, fuck no. No way. I would have told you about it, sent you pictures. I'm not going to hook you up with that.
Jeanette. I remember Jeanette. I party with Jeanette.
You party with Jeanette in Florida
hard.
One time.
Yeah, Florida, hard. She passed out. We had to put her out in the car. We had to lock her in the car to protect herself.
Wasn't she singing that night?
Yeah. Hot out here for a pimp. That's what she kept singing all night long. That's how long ago it was. That song was popular.
Yeah.
That was her jam. And then we're like, all right, we got to put you in the car. We just shoved her in a car and locked her in there, and then we all went and partied in the house.
Yeah, because I remember opening a door to the car, and as the door opened, she'd be like, like it would start.
Yeah, like, shut up.
Yeah.
Listen, if we ever meet Brad Pitt, you're not allowed to see him. You all right over there, man?
Nah.
You all right?
I'm so sick of being sick. I told my doc, he's like, I go, I can't believe I just got over one. He goes, yeah, it's all the travel and the crowds. And I'm like, I guess. He goes, you know how you won't get sick? I'm like, how? He goes, just stay at your podcast studio. I was like, thanks.
Yeah. I don't need to be a doctor for that.
Yeah.
You know what they call the guy that finishes last in medical school?
What?
Doctor.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. He won't give me meds.
Won't?
Well, he's like, this is a virus. I like those LA doctors.
I just like a doctor like,
my
listen
nose
to
hurts.
You
and they're like, take these fucking 50 pills. Yeah. Like, all right. Yeah, he won't give me anything. He's like, yeah, I don't want to give you too much meds. I'm like, come on, man. That's why I fucking pay you, dog.
Well, just relieve my symptoms then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, just rest. Take Sudafed. Drink water. I mean, he's probably right, but I'm just saying.
But who can do that? You know what I mean? How many people, no matter what your status is in life, can just fucking lay around till they feel better?
I know.
No one.
No one.
No one can do that. That's why we all get sick and then get each other sick.
You know what the craziest one is? When you're super congested and they go, are you using nasal spray? And I'm like, yeah. And they go, you know, you really shouldn't. And I go, I don't give a shit. I want to breathe. And they're like, well, it's just going to create like almost like a dependency on it. I'm like, great. I'll stop doing it when my nose is not
clean. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I use it. I have to breathe through my nose when I'm sick.
Of course.
That's the one I got to be able to do.
I'm clogged right now.
Yeah.
And I already took a hit.
What's the worst sickness you've ever had? The most sick you've ever been?
Oof. That's a good one. I mean, I remember one time when I was in high school, I got food poisoning from Outback Steak. I got lobster at Outback Steakhouse.
Ooh.
And here's the thing. I was vomiting and shitting every day, like days in a row, to the point where, I mean, I had, when you're that depleted of fluid, like you know, anything, I've had a sip of water, I would shit. And, you know, by the fifth day, there's nothing left in me. It's just like a fucking juice is coming out of me. And they finally get me in the car. I'm like depleted. Like a week has gone by and I go see this doctor and he's like, yeah, you have probably this or that type of bacteria in you right now. He's like, we could do the camera up there and take a look. I'm like, I'm good. He goes, we'll try this. And then like within 3 hours, I was feeling better.
Really?
But when I went back to school, I had missed a term paper. Something was due. And I had this history teacher. And I had told him on the phone before I came back to school. I'm like, I'm home. I'm sick. And he hung up on me. Right? He hung up on me. And I was like, fuck, this dude's pissed. Because I think he probably thought this is just like, you're spinning something. Dude, when I had gone back to school, I lost 18 pounds in the...
In the week?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Which was notable. So when he saw me, he was like, oh, you really were quite ill. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, just take your time getting me back.
He felt terrible.
He felt terrible. Yeah.
Mine was food poisoning too. It's weird though. I had sushi with a girlfriend at the time and two of our friends who were in town visiting. We all ate from the same plate, but I'm the only one that got sick. And I can't remember if I ate something that they didn't.
It's so strange.
But it was the same thing. I had food poisoning so bad. I lived on the toilet. I put a little piece of paper on the wall. I taped it up and I would hashtag how many times I shat in just a day. And I was in the 20s. Okay, the 20s. I'm throwing up. I would sip Gatorade. It would touch the back of my throat. My body would just reject it. Like, I couldn't have anything. And I'm just like, oh. So then I got to tell my girlfriend at the time. So she's got to take our friends to the airport. And then she comes back. She's like, how are you? I go, I'm horrible. I got to go to the doctor now. So I go to the doctor. And my tongue is black. And he's like, I've never seen that before. And I was like, yeah, I hadn't bothered to even look. I'm throwing up so fucking much. He goes, all right, you need to go home. And he gives me this little fucking, like a vial with a scooper in it. And then a Petri dish thing. I'm like, what do I need to do with that? And he goes, you need to give us a stool sample. I'm like, I have to shit in that?
I did this too.
He goes, yeah, you have to shit in that. And I was like, oh my God. But my shits aren't solid shits. They're just... I know it's happened to you before where you're sitting on the toilet and you don't even feel it coming, but this just rush of water comes out of you. Like there's a handful of times in my life where I feel very vulnerable. And that's one of them where I'm like, I don't feel it. And it's just rushing out of me. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I just feel like, oh no, what's happening? You know what I mean? Like, oh, my body can do whatever it wants with me right now.
It's like a sink. Yeah, it's like a sink opens.
But not me pushing it or anything. I'm just sitting there and I just hear this, that's coming from me. Oh my God. Yeah. What's happening? So now I don't know how, like I am throwing up so much that I sit on the edge of the tub instead of the toilet because I can't get my fucking hand in there, but I can get my hand under the tub, you know, around this way, and I put my ass over the tub and I shit in the thing. I power shit all over my fucking hand. I just start throwing up everywhere, all over the floor. Now it's a mess. I'm like, oh God, this is disgusting. And then I had to turn around and scoop it in the vials, like two or three vials. I was fucking gagging, so I'm getting sick now. And then I have it in a fucking Ziploc bag. And my girlfriend's driving me to the doctor, and I'm just holding shit samples in the car like this to take in there to see what's the matter with me. It took me, he get whatever medicine he gave me to finally after that, but it was like 4 or 5 days of agony.
It's the worst.
Agony.
Yeah. It is the worst.
God, I never want to do that again.
It's just that it didn't feel like it was ever going to end.
No. There was no, like how much could be in me right now?
It's funny too, because I knew... the culprit, you know, was lobster. It stuck with me for a long time. Like, I still will remember that when someone even, like, there's a lobster.
I believe I had.
At the time, I feel like I didn't have one for, like, 5 years or something. Like, I just was
now
like,
you're all right?
Yeah, I'll have it.
There's a couple things that smells that make me get sick. One of them is smoked almonds.
Really?
Because same thing, though. I ate them when I was a kid. I'm sure sick from something else, but when I threw up, that's what I tasted coming up. And I still don't like fucking with them. It took me years to get over those. Tequila was one for a while because I had drank mezcal in high school and chewed the worm and got really fucked up. So tequila fucked with me for a while. But the other one is a dip. You know what I'm talking about? That wintergreen. So yeah. This is still blood.
If I smell that, I'm like,
yeah. But my dad gave that shit to me and my brother when we were in, like, I'm not even kidding you, in fucking elementary school.
Why?
I don't know. He was doing it for a little while, and I asked him later, and he told me, and this is exactly what happened. So for a minute, I'm doing Hawking here, and I would put a bandit in here, you know, the pouch.
Yeah.
So I'd have a double. I'm a kid. And third, fourth time maybe of doing it, or you know, few weeks, I swallow it, and I just puke everywhere. And I go, why? Why are you giving that to us? Like, and he goes, I'll tell you why. He goes, my uncle was a chewer. And he said, I'll never forget seeing him with like it was either Beech Nut or Red Man, but a chaw. You know what I'm talking about? You don't even see dudes do that anymore. You used to see people do that.
Yeah, Red Man was kind of popular. Yeah.
And he was laying back in his recliner and he fell asleep and he said he saw him just swallow it and then just puke and shit and puke and shit. And I was like, that's why you gave your kids snuff? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I'll tell you something. I have never, ever touched it ever again. And all my buddies did it in high school. They'd crack that can open, puh, 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 crack it open. I'd be like, ooh, as soon as I'd smell it, I'd be like, oh, God. Yeah,
the smell.
Thanks, Dad.
The smell is
thanks
nauseating.
Thanks for abusing me in a positive way.
It's a nauseating smell. I remember the first time, so I'd never heard of any of that shit. I thought it was just like a Southern thing. I'm in Florida. My friend's like, first, he was like, do you burn, bro? That's what he said for smoke weed.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, weed. Huh? And he was like, you burn? I was like, do I smoke weed? And he was like, yeah. And like this surfer dude with like hair in his face. I'm like, okay. So I was like, this is a type of dude that exists in Florida, I guess. And then I see all the country guys, like all the rednecks. I'm like, nah, I'm not interested in that. But then, like, do you burn, bro? Was like, no, that shit's cool. So he put it in, and I go, I'll try it. I try it. The first time I try it, I'm driving. And I get such an intense buzz that I actually go, is this what this feels like every time? Because this is better than drugs. This is the best thing I've ever felt. But no, that's like the first time. And then it is disgusting. I mean, it's so gnarly. Then there's like, you know, there's the spit cup of it all. You got to just
the Snapple bottle, the wide mouth bottle. I know so many of my friends have accidentally took a sip of it.
Everybody
too,
like, has. Oh, if you've done
God
it enough,
for
yeah.
Fucking bid.
And then I used to see it everywhere because in college, a lot of guys were doing that in the dorms. They were all dipping. It was soup because, you know, it's like way easier access.
I met a girl recently that
dips.
Yeah. We were in Nashville. And I'm like, are you dipping? She's like, mm-hmm. I was like, all right. I had a friend of mine who,
what'd she look like?
She's cute, really cute.
Really?
A friend of mine, they're born in Maryland. So it's three siblings, two born in Maryland, but one was born in West Virginia. And her mom would tell me that when she was pregnant in the hospital in West Virginia, they asked her, like, do you chew tobacco? She's like, what? She's like, a lot of ladies here chew tobacco. She's like, I do not chew tobacco. I guess it's where you are, man. I guess it's where you are.
That is, can you imagine being on a great date with a girl and then she's like, hold on a second. Let's go to the movies.
Listen, I would hang out with that. I would do everything with that chick but that.
Yeah. But put your mouth on hers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gnarly. That's fucking gnarly as shit.
A dip, bro.
Yeah, and where the girl you met in Nashville, this is like after the show kind of thing? Like she's just hanging out?
Yeah.
and you just noticed that?
I was like, it's not hard to notice.
Yeah.
And I, it's just, but to see it in a lady's
I've
mouth
never,
is
I've,
why
you made
I'm
me
like,
realize I've never seen it.
I'm like, are you dipping right now? Yeah.
Yeah. Throw it out.
Let's take a picture. Out in the line, bro. In the line.
Savage.
For me.
She is.
Yeah. Homework. That's her. The dip lady. Oh, my God.
That's her?
That's her right there, yeah.
I think she's got a little more than she needs, if we're being honest.
It's aggressive. It looks like she looks like a cigar blew up in her mouth. That's what that fucking looks like.
It really does. Oh, yeah. There she, that looks like a redneck chick right there. She's fucking hauling lumber during the mornings and shit. And how about that one with the fuck? Yeah, with the derby hat on.
Yeah, straight up. There it is. That's Kentucky. There you go. Oh, it's like Copenhagen. Is that what that is?
Is that Palin there? I wouldn't be surprised if she's an Alaskan. That's kind of weird. Did she wave tobacco during her speech? The fuck kind of question is that? Y'all know what I'm saying? I can see
you. I'm going to change this country right now. Can you imagine? I'm voting for the guy that dips. That would be people's reasoning, too. Like, yeah. Why are you voting for him? He dips.
He dips, man. I dip.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Shit, all right. I dip. I dip like he dips.
Yeah. We do have the dumbest voters.
He's a guy I think I could have a beer
with. That's most common thing.
So many. I feel like I can hang out with him.
What do you think of his policies? Who gives a fuck?
I feel like he's. Yeah. I can hang out with that guy.
I want to hang out with him. Yeah, but you're not gonna. You'll never hang out with him.
Ever, yeah.
His policies are going to be the things you actually live with.
Speaking of presidents, I just saw, and I could be wrong, I've tried to Google it. There was a 30 for 30 on in the hotel last night. It was about the AM1 mixtape. Remember all the ballers that would street ball to the AM1? Guys that would fucking just like artfully play street basketball.
It'd fuck people up, too.
Fuck people up. And like anytime you went into Foot Locker back in the day, that's what was on. And I would be mesmerized. Yeah, I would sit there for 20 minutes and watch this, not even look at shoes. And Bill Clinton was there. And I was like, has any president, that's a deep cut, has any president done more to appeal to the black voters than Bill Clinton? You're talking about saxophone on Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
And you're showing up at an AND1 event.
He did?
I mean, you're going deep for those votes. Yeah, Barack Obama didn't show up at an AND1 fucking event. Yeah. Bill Clinton, man. He's like, you know, we need to go. We need to get to that AM1 tape. Like, oh, man. You get those
he really
out.
Is on
he
one?
Was on that 30 for 30 last night. He was there. And they were talking about how big at the time that grew and how like deep it got into
that's
society.
Insane.
And Bill Clinton showed up.
What's up, y'all?
He likes basketball, I guess.
Yeah.
I couldn't get over it. I was like, man, he is fucking out there for those votes.
You know what kind of ice cream I like? I like mocha. You know what I'm saying, lady?
Lady.
I wonder what his body count is.
Who?
Clinton's. Oh, fucking, I'm saying, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was going to say, because I think they got a couple body count totals they could probably add up.
Yeah. I'm just talking about how many different, because there's so many women who are like, yeah, he fucked me. And of course, some of them are probably lying because he's a president. But
I put up a picture of my dad in the military, and so many people commented that he looked like young Bill Clinton. And then when I go back and look at it, I was like, huh, he kind of did, yeah. But I could see that going back to being a young senator or a young politician in his 20s, he was fucking everything.
Yeah, that's how he's wired.
Yeah, all over Arkansas, all over everywhere. Look at him.
That guy right there was like, what's that? Why don't you come on in here and sit down? We could talk about it. We know Hillary's a sweetheart, but you know.
But also to get busted because somebody saved your nut.
Yeah.
They saved your nut. Have you ever thought of that?
No.
Have you ever thought about some girl in maybe college right now could still have a t-shirt that you nutted on?
Oh, T-Buns when he nutted here?
In 96?
Yeah. It's my favorite shirt.
You gotta be kidding me. Somebody fucking kept a nut on the shirt.
That's so crazy, though.
And then the nut just hangs out and stays. It's just like, I'm just gonna chill here. Yeah. You can test me 3-4 years from now, I'll still be good. Like, what?
Yeah.
You saved.
Because she went on to the dress, right? She was like,
I guess. Yeah. Or maybe it dripped on it off of there. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But still, saved the nut.
I wonder
That's
how
a presidential
fast,
nut.
I wonder how fast he blew on that.
Probably quick.
I think it was probably quick.
Probably really quick.
He was probably like, this is the shit. I'm the president, and there's an intern blowing me.
And then, boom, she saves it on her fucking and puts it up in the closet.
Yeah. I tend to release quite a bit, so I think an intern would be like, do you have other dresses I can wear?
I'm going to need an outfit change. Yeah,
I'm going to need an outfit change. Oh, my God. That is wild. But, I mean, that happens with, like, the super famous, because Drake had that thing where...
The hot sauce and the rubber.
Yeah.
That's a good move, though.
I know.
I mean, if you really...
If you know you're being targeted...
But also to have to think about something at that level.
That's crazy, yeah.
You and I, well, you're married, but even if you weren't, combined, we'll never know the amount of pussy that's floating that guy's fucking way.
Drake's?
Yeah. And to have to fucking put hot sauce in my condom after I fuck?
Yeah. I mean, the story was that he knows that he's a target of women who want to get pregnant by him. And he, like you said, he has his choice every day and every night.
All day long.
Yeah.
All day
long. Of like girls who are super hot and in clubs.
Globally.
Globally. So that when his 747 touches down and he goes to a function, he's just like, hurt. And so anyways, they all want him. But he thinks now of the fact that, like, you know, they see getting pregnant by him as like a life achievement. So he started to put hot sauce, like when he would take off his condom and throw it in a trash can, he would pour hot sauce in there.
To kill the sperm.
Kill the sperm. And also, like, if this woman would try to put it in her, because like that actually happens, that, you know, she would have a little surprise.
Can you get pregnant like that, though?
I guess possibly. Probably.
Squeeging it out of a condom and then fingering yourself with it. I mean, maybe.
It's probably really low probability.
Yeah.
Probably really low. Let's see.
Can hot sauce kill sperm? Yeah. Like, it comes right up with Drake.
Let's see. It is not an effective spermicidal agent.
Well, I'll tell you what, that chick's but you know not what it does do?
It, yeah, it's gonna make
she's
that
gone.
Pussy go wow.
Yeah.
Like when she
but
grabs
also,
it.
How
and
do
goes,
you know? You know what I mean? Like if you got a condom and you're taking your fingers and you're squeezing it on your pussy and all of a sudden it starts burning your pussy, what makes you think hot sauce?
I don't think so. I think she probably started screaming, one of them, and then he was probably in bed like, yeah.
You got that hot sauce shit, huh?
Huh? Put a little Cholula on that one for you.
You got that Tapatio, bitch?
I ain't
the one.
And he just started screaming that shit to her.
Ice your pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was going to have your baby, Drake. Yeah. Nah. Yeah, that's...
That's another level of having to think.
That's, I mean, that's the thing is that president, you really only can, if you're the president, your only chance is like an intern, right? I mean, there's eyeballs on you everywhere. So he literally was like, who's in the hall?
That's, yeah. Dave Chappelle talked.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Like he just peeked out the window and goes, you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
whatever's
that's it.
Close.
Yeah. Whoever's close.
Yeah.
It makes sense. You get over here. You're already in the room. You know? He's not going to go for a walk. He was probably so backed up from all his years.
Because
he was like always doing that. So he probably, as a president, was like, yo, these nuts are shaking right now.
He probably didn't really want to win that second term.
let me get out there.
He's like, God damn it, I won. Shit.
Yeah.
No more pussy for 4 years. Shit.
God, I'm trying to
I'm fuck. 8 year drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. He is something else. He does look like he's like out of cum or something. Like, have you seen him
lately?
Like, yeah, like his, I don't know, his skin tone and his complexion. It's all fucking, right? It just looks like so weathered.
Looks like he's a drinker too, probably.
He looks like Brad Pitt when I think about it.
Yeah. Joey Diaz and Brad Pitt.
Yeah. This is how most people age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you just, your body and your face and everything just
gives out.
It gives out and it betrays you.
We're so used to seeing plastic people now that somebody old looks weird. I swear I feel like if most of these people just leave themselves alone, once they got into the later years, they would look better.
Yeah.
Because that gravity isn't holding your normal shit up. It's not going to hold the fucking plastic shit up.
Yeah. It's weird, too. It's weird when people in comedy do it.
When they go away and they come back, you're like, who punched you in the face?
Yeah.
A bunch.
And also, like, if we're in comedy, you know, the whole thing is that we're flawed, obviously, the way every human being is, but we're physically flawed, and it kind of lends itself to what we do, you know? Like, we're imperfect. Like
Jamie Foxx is like an exception.
Yeah, right? Sure.
I think about that a lot.
Right.
We're not supposed to be, we're the bad news bears. I've told you this before. Yeah. Like, we're not supposed to win.
Right.
We're not, that's not who we are in life. We're supposed to get right fucking there.
Yeah.
And then somebody else gets that shit or something else happens. That's just who we are in life. We're not supposed, would I love to have abs? Yeah, I would, but I'm not a personal trainer. You know what I mean? Like I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
I'm flawed. I got gaps in my teeth. Here's the truth. Probably too yellow.
If you were like my life goal is to have abs, you could make it happen.
Yeah,
right?
I could. Yeah.
Yeah, you could. You could go on like this crazy regimen of like really, really strict eating and, you know, training and stuff to do it. But it's like,
and have abs at 50 and then have no family or anyone that gives a fuck about me because all I do is work on my abs.
Your abs, yeah. And it wouldn't lend itself to you being a better comedian.
No.
For sure. I mean, you should be healthy, right? But I'm saying, like, to be obsessed with some body part like that, like, obsess. Because, like,
it's interesting you're either, say that. That's a great point. It's a body part.
Yeah.
It's not anything but a part.
Yeah. And it is, I get it. It is very, like, you see it. And you go, wow. Like, I see six pack on a dude. I'm like, God damn, that's wild. Look at that. It's incredible. It's like aesthetically, like, impressive. And you go, that man, I would love to have that. But I also go, like, I mean, that would take a level of commitment.
That's what I always think. Like, who are you and what are you ignoring in your life?
Yeah. Unless you're genetically, gifted. Yeah, there are people who are gifted and, or they have like that really, really lean build to begin with. Doesn't take as extreme a behavior to change it. And then that's, you know, that's their gift or whatever. But yeah, I think to be a comedian and to be like, I'm doing my facelift or something. It's fucking crazy.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have a droopy face. You're a comedian.
Someone's made the best comment anyone has ever made about me that it still sticks with me has made me laugh so hard. I wish I knew who the guy was or girl. Maybe it was a girl. I don't know. But the comment was, Ryan Sickler looks like if an afternoon nap had a face.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked at my face and I was like, God damn, that does look like an afternoon nap.
Do you know what I did Conan a few times.
Yeah.
And I did Conan a few times. And one time I was sitting on the couch and it was like, we were coming back from a break and Andy Richter is sitting next to me and he looks down, he goes, are you wearing Gucci shoes? And I go, yeah. And he goes, you know, you still look like you run a bowling alley, right? Like, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not supposed to be those people. We're not supposed to be those. That's not who we are.
Yeah. No, that's the other. That's Brad.
That's right. Yeah. Brad Pitt.
That's,
and Linda's Linda. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Linda. Linda doesn't look like Brad, I'm sure.
Bro, Linda does not look like Brad. There's only one Brad Pitt.
I wish Brad had a post where he was like, check out this bitch, Linda.
What if he just... He did?
That's his only post. He starts a social media. Look at Linda talking shit. He's had a screen grab of her comment, and then you swipe, and it's just a picture of Linda. He's like, look at this bitch right here.
This bitch.
Saying, I look old.
I've been talking about it on stage. Like, Brad Pitt looks so good in a bucket hat. Like, a bucket hat, it's a clown hat. It's a fish hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to look good in it. And I don't mean a Kango. I mean a Gilligan Island fucking bucket hat.
Yeah, it is.
And he's so good looking. Like, something like that just starts to fuck with when you look at it. You're
his
like,
hair.
I think I could wear a bucket hat.
His hair is
wearing a bucket hat.
His hair is tucked up in there. His perfect hair.
It is perfect.
It's tucked in there.
So I would look like if an afternoon nap had a face with a bucket hat. What I'd look like.
Yep.
William Bradley Pitt. That's his name?
I guess so.
Bill Bradley Pitt. BBP, man.
I call him Pit Stop. That's my dog.
Pit Stop.
Yeah. And let's be honest, his body was pretty hard too.
He's a specimen.
Yeah.
I once met Robert Redford. This is pretty funny. This is one of those smart fucking intelligent moves. I wish I could think quickly like this. So I went to Sundance years ago with my friend Tracy. Her brother had a film in there, and we went up and we went to see a bunch of different films, and this one location we drove to was sort of out of the town, and Robert Redford was there, you know. We see him, like, it's fucking Robert Redford. And this guy goes, Mr. Redford, you dropped your credit card, and he has it. And he's like, oh, can I get it back? And he goes, I'll give it back to you for an autograph. And he goes, I don't really give autographs. I'm happy to give you tickets or whatever you want, but, and the guy goes, no, your autograph's on the back of this credit card. And he fucking kept the credit card. He made Robert Redford cancel the fucking credit card because his signature was on it. He had it. This motherfucker took his credit card right in front of Robert. Swear to God.
Holy shit.
And I was like, damn, how'd you even think that quick that his signature's on the back of this and everything? And he just fucking was like, I'm out of here, man. I'm taking your credit card. And took Robert Redford's
and
credit card.
And also, you have to be such a, like, other level famous person to go, engaging in this is not worth my time. You know what I mean?
I'll just cancel the card.
Yeah, like so many people be like, give me the fucking card. Or like, I'm going to break your fucking face open. Or like, or just like, you know, no, like start something. But like, if you did that to probably like Robert Redford, Brad Pitt, fucking Jack Nicholson or Tom Cruise, they're like, and so they just turn away and they look at somebody who goes like, I canceled it already. Like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I don't have time for this.
That's exactly what he did. Like, I can keep it.
Keep that shit.
Keep it.
You only have other cards?
All that motherfucker's credit card.
Yeah. It's wild.
I wish I could think like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this story? This is lore. I don't know. You can cut this out if you don't want to keep it in, but the story that I've heard, you know, it's that telephone game, so I'm going to say that up top. It's been passed down so many times, but apparently years ago, I guess Dane Cook had beat Richard Pryor's world record for longest stand-up set, which I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, at the Laugh Factory.
Exactly. And then supposedly Chappelle heard about that, and then he went up and beat that. And then Dane went up and did it again, and it was this back and forth thing for a minute. And Chappelle supposedly, the story goes, came into the Laugh Factory one night. You could ask him. And Jamie said, hey, it's Dane's night. And Chappelle, this is the height of Chappelle's show and everything. He's like, what the fuck? What does that mean? He's like, it's just Dane's night. He's like, just do a tight 10. And he's like, okay. Now, any other comedian would go do 45 fucking minutes. That's just what most people do. But Chappelle, if this is true, is, and we already know he's a different animal anyway, he goes up and does a tight 10. But right at the end goes, you know what? I don't usually do this, but I'm going to go outside and smoke some cigarettes. If y'all want to come out, hang out, take pictures, whatever, I'll be out there. And the whole crowd fucking walked away. And he's like, there's Dane's night. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's way beyond just being reactionary. You know, that is fucking thinking. I wish I could think like that. This guy got Robert Redford's autograph. He got more than his autograph. He's got his credit fucking card. I would fucking put that on my wall. And this guy just took the audience and moved it out here.
I'm going to do that. Next time I'm going to do it, I'm going to get on stage. I'm going to be like, you know, I don't normally do this, but how many of y'all been to a Michelin star restaurant before? You want to go right now? We just go.
Dude, that is, you could dinner. You could absolutely do that to somebody right now. If they were being a dick and you dropped in, you could absolutely hilarious. Take their audience.
That'd be so funny. If you're like, hey, you guys want to go to Cabo? Let's take everybody. Take everybody on vacation. I take people out to eat. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Go to Burgers. You guys want to go get In-N-Out?
I got In-N-Out truck pulling up outside right now. Five, guy.
I set this shit up earlier.
Free burger, man. Everybody would leave.
They would.
Everybody would leave. Even if they bought a ticket, they'd leave.
But the best was, were you with me? You weren't with me in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. No. It's just funny. The show was amazing at the Fox. We go back to the hotel. And there's always this thing. I mean, like, you know, most of the time we just turn in. There's this bar at the hotel. I'm like, should we go out? Should we not go out? And we're all just kind of like, and then people start to recognize who were at like a wedding and stuff. They're like, hey, and everyone's being super nice. And they're asking for pictures. And I'm like, yeah. And then this couple is really nice. And they're like, what are you guys doing? I said, we're going to have a drink here. And they're like, let's go out from here. And we're debating it. So they give us a table. We just head over to the table and we sit down and they bring us drinks and we're debating whether to leave or not. And they're just sitting like here and they're just, everyone's really nice to them. You know, like my whole crew is like talking to them and I'm kind of more talking to somebody else in our crew. And then I kind of look and they're just like, you know, talking. And then I turn and they're gone. And I'm like, oh, they left. And he's like, no, they're over there. And I look over there and they had sat down with Charles Barkley because he was at the bar.
Nah, yeah. They moved.
They were like, see you later. Jesus. Yeah, it was Charles Barkley's over here. And they're watching the hockey game with him. Yeah. And then we get up and we all go say hi to Chuck. And he's super nice to everybody. And then we just kind of look at them. I'm like, you left. And they're like, well, fucking Charles Barkley. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you for coming, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, dude.
A lot of fun, always fun. Love you. And anything you want to plug, anything you got coming up in July?
I'm on tour. Go to my website, ryansickler.com, for tickets. I'll be back here in Austin at the Vulcan Labor Day weekend, Friday and Saturday, four shows. I'm hitting Philly, Edmonton, Vancouver, Chicago. I got a lot of shows coming up. And make sure you subscribe to the Honeydew. Check out that Patreon. I just told you I had a guy.
All those stories are amazing.
The guy that came on this week went to commit suicide next to train tracks.
Unbelievable.
Sliced his wrist up. It's freezing, so the blood's not coming. Takes the knife to his own chest. Can't break the chest plate. Hears the train horn and goes, fuck it, I'm laying on the train tracks. Lays across the train tracks. Closes his eyes. I go, when did you wake up? This motherfucker said, January. But he woke up. I go, how did you wake up? He said, I laid on the wrong set, and they cut both his legs off. He lost both his fucking legs trying to commit suicide on train tracks. Tons of stories like that. It's the Honeydew with y'all. It's $5 a month. Subscribe today. Tons.
That's a good
stories
pitch.
Stories like that.
Check him out. Check out his podcast. Go see him on tour. And we'll be on tour together a little bit coming up.
At all Ryan Sickler on all social media. Follow me.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.